Okay, so just give part two of Gunnar Shabbos, part two of the Parsha. We spoke earlier in the week about Tefillah, about Balak was specifically afraid about the Jewish people's Kolach. What was the Jewish people's Kolach? The Jewish Klaizos Kolach is Davka Tefillah. So if you want a good vort to say over on Shabbos, there it is. The Pasuk says, Vayar Balak ben Sipor is Kolasher Asa Yisrael Amori. Balak saw everything that Klaizos did to Amori. So the Trisker Magid, and also the Nomai Malach writes, the Nomai Malach writes in the third piece, on the Parsha, this week's Parsha, said, what did Balak see? Balak saw, Eis Kol Asher Yisrael le'Amori, not to just the people of Amori, but they saw everything Klal Yisrael did was b'shvil el Amori. Amori is a lashon of Amira, which with Noam HaMelech says Tefillah. And Noam HaMelech says that Klal Yisrael has such a koach of Tefillah, Balak saw this koach of Tefillah, and he needed to counteract this. That's why he specifically hired Bilam, because Bilam was a person who was able to use his speech to be able to counteract Klal Yisrael's Tefillah. But specifically, Balak saw the koach of Tefillah. So last week, Rav Melech Biederman writes three stories. Maybe we'll take three stories about the koach of Tefillah, specifically koach of Tefillah b'tzibor, especially during the 3 weeks in the summer. Sometimes Tefillah is sometimes neglected or it's very rushed. We have to make sure we have to take in every minute of Tefillah. So hopefully these three stories will connect and we'll see how special really Tefillah is. And that's why Balak was so scared of Klal Yisrael. He had to hire Bilam. Story goes, Rav Biederman quotes from the children of Nehemiah Becker of Yerushalayim. When Nehemiah's oldest child was born, his wife became very sick. The doctor said it was bekuach nefesh and she urgently needed an operation. They told him that after the operation, she wouldn't be able to have any more children. That I'm sorry, you know, we had to have this. If she doesn't have this operation, she's going to die. And the Chemiah immediately traveled to the Chazon Ish in Bnei Brak, and he saw the Chazon Ish was about to wash his hands for Mincha. And the Chemiah said, "I'm sorry, I know the Rebbe is about to have Mincha, but it's a matter of life and death. It's pekuach nefesh." The Chazon Ish immediately gave him his full attention. The doctors say, says Rav Nehemiah Becker to the Chazon Ish, the doctors say, and my wife needs an operation. It's bekulach nefesh. And they also said she will not have any more children. So the Chazon Ish looked back to Rav Nehemiah Becker, and he said, if it's bekulach nefesh, what's the question? Chazon Ish then asked him, did you daven mincha yet? Rav Becker said, no, I haven't. Said daven with us. After mincha, the Chazon Ish called over Rav Nehemiah, and he asked him to repeat the question again. The Chazon Ish listened to all the details of the question, and this time, he had a different outcome. This time he said, don't do the surgery. So Rav Becker looks back to the Chazon Ish and he says, but before Mincha, the Rav told me to do the operation because it's Pekuch Nefesh. Chazon Ish said back to him, that's what I answered before Mincha. And this is what I'm saying after Mincha. And Nehemiah immediately traveled to Yerushalayim. He told the doctors what the Chazon Ish said. It happened to be that all the doctors made fun of him. They ridiculed the Chazon Ish, who wasn't a doctor. What happened was, a couple of days later, Mrs. Becker, the Rebbe Becker, came down with a tremendous infection. The doctors admitted, if they would have performed the operation, her life would be in grave danger. Says Rav Biederman, she lived for more than 80 years and she had 8 more children. Everything was changed because of this one mincha. This is what could be accomplished by one mincha, especially a mincha b'tzibor. Especially a mincha during the week. You know, shachar, it's marav, it's the beginning of the day, the end of the day, mincha. How many times, you know, we're rushing. But look what the Chazon Ish, she had a different outcome when he davened mincha. And for this sake, this woman was her whole life was saved. And then she's able to have a lot more children. To the Kolach HaTzibor of davening with a minion. The second story that I want to share was from the Panovich Arov. Rav Biederman quotes, the Panovich Arov, the Kahneman, was once in Chutz Lars raising money for the yeshiva, for the Panovich yeshiva. He had an appointment with a very wealthy person at 7:45 in the morning at the train station. The wealthy person would be getting on the train at 8 o'clock, so he had 15 minutes to speak to him beforehand. That morning, the Panovich Arov woke up at 7 o'clock. Panovich Rav said that it's actually the latest time that he woke up. It was a long time that he remembers that he woke up, that he got up at 7. And he realized that if he dives with the minion, he's going to miss that appointment with the wealthy person at 7:45. But then he had a thought in his head, if I dive in Bichidus, this is for the yeshiva, maybe it's okay. But on second thought, he said, maybe I should just dive with the minion, as he did every day. And this is what the Panovich Rav decided. He said, Kadosh Baruch Hu will help, the apishers will help him, and everything will be good. He finished Shacharis at 8:30. But he said, you know what, maybe for some reason the wealthy person is there, and I'm going to go there. The Rav got a ride to the train station. He got to the train station at 8:40. 5 minutes later, the wealthy man arrived. The wealthy man started apologizing to the Rav because he thought he was waiting him for an hour. The Panovich Rav repeated the story to his students. And he said, look what happens when you go out of way for Kadosh Baruch Hu. He gave me this check, but at the end of the day, the Rabbeinu Shalom saw nothing. You don't lose that when you do for Kadosh Baruch Hu. And as Panovich Rav told his Talmidim, because I'm not telling you this so you know that one doesn't lose out by doing a mitzvah, because that's obvious. Chazal say when we do mitzvahs, we're always getting. But says the Panovich Rav, I just wanted to show you guys the Maisa, because I was makbet to be able to wait and be able to go make sure that I would have a minion. That specifically because I davened with a minion. That's why I got this check. Kol chav davening with a minion. The Panovich Rav could have said, hey, you know what? It's okay. Maybe I should daven yechidus so I could have for the yeshiva. So no, I'm gonna specifically gaven out of the minion, and I was able to have this check. Finally, the last story, Beis Aaron of Karlin, the rebbe who wrote the tefillah of Kach Sof, once had he was very, very careful obviously to daven with the minion. Once he needed to have a medical procedure done, so he scheduled for it to be early in the afternoon. He would daven mincha early in the afternoon before the surgery, and then daven marav after the surgery. He got one of his gaboim to have 10 people to wait for him to daven marv. And what happened was, midnight was approaching, and the rebbe was still, he was still under. The 10 people said, you know what, to the gaboim, I'm really sad, but we're going to have to daven. The 10 people daven, and they chose to leave. Later that night, the Beis Aaron woke up, and he immediately asked the Shemesh, what about marv? Is there a minion? The gaboim said, everything is ready, rebbe. 10 people are waiting outside the rebbe's room. They'll daven there, and the rebbe can daven along with them from the room. I don't want to make you get up from the bed. You rest here, and we'll go outside. The gabbai left the room, and he pretended to be the chazan, right? There was no more 10 people outside. He said baruch hu, he said kaddish, and the rebbe davened along. Several days later, when the rebbe recovered, the gabbai felt bad. And he told the rebbe, no, rebbe, there wasn't really a minion. I pretended that there was a minion. I'm afraid that maybe I made a sin. What should I do? I said baruch hu, and I said kaddish without a minion. So the Beis Aaron looked back at him and said, you did well. It was a situation of pikuach nefesh. I just woke up from the operation, and if there's no minion, I don't know if I'll be able to endure the distress of not davening with a minion. We have to understand the koch of tefillah b'tzibor. Gemara and Brachas tells us that when Kadosh Baruch Hu blesses us with tremendous, tremendous shefa, Gemara Brachas tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu never despises the tefillah of a tzibor. When we daven with a tzibor, our tefillahs go up together to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We should remember these three stories of Chazon Ish, that one little mincha saved that woman's life and she was able to have 8 more children. The Panovich Rav, who specifically davening with a minion, was able to get even though he could have made any type of kavanah to be able to go meet with the wealthy person, he said no to daven with a minion. He was able to still get the check. Finally, Beis Aaron, who was so makbid, always davening with a minion, told his gabbai, don't worry about that. It was a matter of kuch nefesh. Maisa, we should be zochah b'ezras Hashem to remember this, to remember these messages, especially now in the summer. During the 3 weeks, our kolach of tefillah is extra special during the 3 weeks. And that's what Balak, we specifically always read Balak, right, either before the 3 weeks or during the 3 weeks. Balak was scared of what? According to Noam Maimach, Eis kol Yisrael aso Yisrael le'amori. What not only Kol Yisrael did to the Amori people, but because of their amira, B'nei Yisrael le'amori, through their davening, were zochah to tremendous things. And in the words of the Noam Maimach, V'zeu she'amru, Chazal tells, Ein kochan el b'fiv. Our kolach, Kol Yisrael's kolach, is our mouth, specifically tefillah and Torah, specifically tefillah. We should be zochah b'ezras Hashem, tefillah shem miskabel. We should be very, very careful, always daven with the minion, and b'ezras Hashem to make sure to take tefillah very carefully, like the Chazon Ish, the Panovich Rav, and the Beis Aaron. Have a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.